Good evening. I'm going to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Monday, November 14th, 2022. It is 6 p.m. First order of business, establishment of a quorum. Scott?
Okay, Dave Stewart, Tom Holman, Randy Hayes.
Here.
Roger Hayes.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogle.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
He's here.
And Devin Huff. You do have a quorum.
Thank you, Scott. Would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the November 14th, 2022 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for the cases denied, is Exhibit C. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of the public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
Thank you, Scott. First item of business is review and action of the October 11th, 2022 meeting minutes. Any additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, would someone be in favor of making a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the October 11th, 2022 minutes.
Got a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. We'll move on to public hearing and final vote. We do have four items that are for rezone. Just for everyone in the audience, what we have in front of us is to review the applications, and then we either make a recommendation to approve or deny the application, and that's forwarded on to the Taney County Commission to make the final vote on that. Just for everyone's benefit, the County Commission meeting, the next one would be Monday, November 28th at 9 a.m. Scott, first one, 22-027, rezone.
Okay, your case number 22-027. Is William Wilson seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is parcel number 08-5.0-16-000-000-025.005, located off Bee Creek Road, Branson. The existing property is zoned R2, 1 and 2 Family Residential District. Rezoning request is for O, be the office district. So if you remember, this one came through a month or two ago for the same process. So the light green is O, your deep yellow is the R2, the light yellow is R1, C2, R3, our zoning districts represented there. There's a concept that was presented. I don't know if that's still a concept. We can ask the applicant, but that's the one that was presented with this application. So here's our little parcel. This one's already zoned R or O, and this R2 parcel here is the rezone request tonight. So with that, I would turn it over to applicants.
Good evening. I'm Carl Finkenbinder on behalf of the applicant, William Wilson. As Scott stated, I'll give you a little bit of background. I'm walking this through now as opposed to before because there was a mistake made. What happened was is Bill Wilson accidentally conveyed that parcel that we're asking to rezone now to Taney County Water Number 3 in a transaction that had occurred. And so when I came before this commission the last time, that problem had not been sorted out. Otherwise, I would have made the application all at once, all two parcels together. But because that mistake was made, it has since been fixed. I had to walk them through separate. But as Scott stated, it's going to be R2, or switching from R2 to O, consistent with the other track that we walked through. The site plan, I know it'll probably be brought up because there's been several different reiterations of the site plan. And Scott, would you be able to show that again? Because an issue of access had come up, and so the means of access is shown here, will come through off Bee Creek. This will be the only way in. There's a roadway in here there, which I'll explain here in a second. We had looked at different avenues into this parcel, but because of the transition and the grade of this parcel compared to the roads, it won't work. The variance is too disparaging. So we'll have to come in off this roadway. There was previously some statements made at previous meetings that after some research I figured out was a mistake, and even I didn't know it at the time. The roadway there that we'll be accessing there were some comments made in previous meetings that this is a shared easement of some kind, and so some digging was done, and what it actually is it's really a road. It's an existing road that has been in existence for a long time, and it's mostly, the vast majority of it is located on the parcel, this lower parcel here. There's a tiny portion of it that is located on the homeowner to the north, but it is not an easement. And that's important, I think, because easements can have some controlling language in them, that kind of thing. But I've got some of the documents I can give to the commission here tonight, if it would care to have it. But these are, I've got a couple copies to hand out. But these are legal descriptions that entitled to this property. And what it basically does is it carves out the legal parcel to the north by running it runs it to an existing roadway. And so no easement has ever been recorded for it. So that might give the commission some ability to make a decision. So I guess long story short, the point of me bringing this up is the roadway that we intend on accessing it is actually on, the vast majority of it is on our other parcel. So we won't need any permission or et cetera to access that parcel. That'll be the means of access, and it's provided for in recorded documents. But that's it. We intend on doing what we're doing on the lower parcel, and that's putting office warehouse space in there.
So is that something what you're talking about?
Yes, that's okay. Approximately it. Yep.
Somewhere. I mean, that's a pretty rough drawing, but.
Happy to answer any questions, but that's pretty much it.
Why don't we see, do we have anyone in the audience that's signed up to speak for or against this application? You want to come on up?
I have a copy of my comments here that I can submit to you.
And give it to the chairman, and I'll get a copy.
Enough copies for everybody.
Doug, you want to share one down that way?
There are basically two issues that I'd like to address tonight regarding this rezoning request. The first one is safety. With the advent of that easement adjacent to the south of our property as being the only viable access to both properties as it stands now, the risk of collision or injury increases. The easement is less than 150 feet from Thunder Ridge Court to the south of the easement. The road not only serves Thunder Ridge Division, but also the Department of Education building. Another Big Creek Road access is the one belonging to the Sanctuary Church. That access is about 150 feet north of the easement. Though minimal during the week, there is traffic in and out of that access onto Big Creek Road. Big Creek Road has become very busy. Though the posted speed limit is 35 miles an hour, few actually abide by that. Frankly, it's pretty difficult to do. But the problem is with that, it also reduces reaction time. As it turned out, we've actually observed one accident at the church entrance between a motorcycle and an automobile. That was investigated by the state police as a matter of record. We've also seen several other near misses at the Thunder Ridge intersection. So increasing the access into that small area of traffic is actually posing a bit more of a safety risk than it would have otherwise. So adding the commercial traffic, including trucks, both box trucks and semi-trucks, that's what we are supposing because of the warehouse designation, that will only increase the risk to a significant level. There's nothing that can be done to alter that current easement access to Bee Creek Road. I understand that. That's something that was done many, many years ago, and I didn't know about it when I bought the property. But and then as subsequent conversations with Bill Wilson indicated that, well, there's not going to be anything done there for a long, long time, so we just let it go, as opposed to trying to do anything about it prior to that. So we consider public health and safety when moving forward with further development of the land around us. It's a matter of record that rezoning efforts for the property south of our home was signatured by the assurance the access would be by way of Church Road and not Big Creek Road. That was addressed earlier in the conversation. Now it is proven so far not to be accurate. Therefore, I'd like for the commissioners to consider the element of public health and safety when considering this request for rezoning. It is understood that no access is available to Corporate Place and not likely to ever be available. This is a difficult situation, and the decision is left to the wisdom and the sense of public health and safety to the Commission. As a subset of that safety is pedestrian traffic. We have observed increased pedestrian traffic along Bee Creek Road, that people are walking along the edge of Bee Creek Road. Many of them are coming from the Simmering Center to get over to Borough Health Center. And they're walking down the long side and then coming up that easement road in front of our house. We've also observed children riding their bicycles and or walking their pets along that same route. And we've also observed a mother walking with a stroller down that road. So now we're not only faced with vehicle traffic, but we're also faced with pedestrian traffic. And the actual increase in traffic through that easement is going to do nothing but pose a greater risk. So we would commend that into your consideration for that. The idea of preventing a trespass of the borough, those seeking to go to borough, which they have done, they've cut through the backside of our property and they, as well as, you know, walk down that easement. The neighbor to the north is planning on putting up a fence, and I also, and that would then channel that pedestrian traffic definitely down along that road, that easement. So we have a situation there where we have pedestrians using the same traffic pattern as cars and trucks. The second issue I'd like to address is compatibility. When researching the various zoning practices and guidelines as outlined by the American Planning Association, there were several factors that came to light. I'm sure you all are aware of these, but I'll just reiterate them just for the record. The zoning of an area should be as such as to provide maximum comfort and convenience to people. Zoning was introduced in the early 20th century to protect public health and safety by separating incompatible land uses like heavy industrial and residential. The intent of zoning is to balance individual property rights with the rights of the general public to healthy, safe, and orderly community. These factors, I'm sure, are well known by each of the commissioners.